Blog Talk.
Who's that lady?
Anna.
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Welcome to the show. This is Coach Anna McCoy. Well, let me tell you, it's been pretty exciting here in Woman Act Now world. What I mean by that is, we, believe it or not, we're almost at the end of the book of Woman Act Now as it relates to teaching you how to be a woman who can learn, launch, and live her dream. So today we are actually coming from one of the last chapters of the book called Making the Connections, or we're going to talk about relationships today and what we can do to be better at who we are and as it relates to, enlarging our spheres of influence. That's what I was looking for. So, been up very early this morning, had an opportunity to do our Woman Act Now prayer, which was awesome. Our theme this morning was I Can. And it was just awesome. So if you want to watch us live, you can do that too. You can go to our website, womanactnow.com, click on Live Broadcast, and you should be able to see us broadcasting live right now. And you'll be able to watch me do my thing. So we are talking about relationships. If you want to communicate with me, you can speak with me through our chat room, or you can call in to the show by calling 718-664-6395. Again, that is 718-664-6395 to join us on the show. So we're talking about relationships today, and I think that where I want to take you is we're going to start, first of all, when I began to write this, when I was writing the book, Woman Act Now, it's the section 5 on Make the Connection. One of the things that's most important is that we recognize that, you know, without relationships, it's really, I don't know what you can get done in life. You can choose to be a loner or an island, or choose to go for it on your own, but at the end of the day, we need other people to help us to achieve the dream and the vision that we have been given. So I want to start with this quote from Proverbs 24:6. After all, with the right strategy, you can wage war, and with many advisors, there is victory. Now, some of you might be familiar with this scripture or proverb that says, in the multitude of counselors, there is good success. So that's what we want to talk about today, is developing that circle of influence, or developing, making the right connection. Woman Act Now is about dreaming, believing, executing, and connecting with the right people. And in the dream state, we want you to see where you want to go in life. We want you to see the end of the moment. Then in the belief section, we worked on your ability to know who you are, to get a clear picture, to gain some clarity about the vision that you've seen. And then ultimately in execution, we've talked about your ability to be able to close the gap of execution. Many of us have great ideas, but yet we don't know how to execute on those ideas. And not being able to execute is what we call closing the execution gap. So we went through a thorough teaching as it relates to closing that gap. Many people don't close the gap because they don't know what to do, they don't know who to talk to, they don't know where to go, they don't know what the resources are, they may not have the skills, they may not have the discipline, they may not have the passion or the commitment or the conviction to be able to do that thing. So we are talking about today is that last part of this, that dream, believe, execute, and the connection, and making the connection. So we want you to be individuals who are making the connection today and being able to execute on your ideas. Because, you know, another way of seeing this is the execution phase is, you know, you getting this idea and you're exercising on the idea, you're executing on it, and then ultimately the connection. I call the connection really the distribution of your idea. It is that moment in that time when we think about us having to get to the place where we will have to share this idea with the world. That's what we call the distribution. So now if you were to see this with me, you could see yourself at the top of that, having your idea in your dream and your vision, and now you have to be able to connect with other people. That is your distribution network, the distribution channels that you will begin to speak your vision, tell your vision to others so that they can begin to share that vision with the world. Let me just share with you a little bit about the relationship, a relationship that I developed some years ago with a young lady here in the Dallas area. She came to one of our events, the JBAZ event, very, very bright. She was young, in her early 20s at the time, but you could see that that was just a woman full of vision, and she was just bright, and she had brilliance within her. You could see it in her face. And one of the interesting things, she and I connected this morning on Facebook through the chat, and last year she did a great event called the Dallas Kids Expo, and she and I had a conversation about that event, and I just began to share with her, okay, make sure that have you talked to these people, do you know exactly what you're doing, kind of walking through that execution gap with her. Did she have the right people? Is it the right place? All of these different times, because the challenge was her time frame was really, really short. But what was interesting about that is that she went forward. I didn't talk to her anymore, and I recently saw her at our ministry, at the ministry at the Potter's House, and she began to share with me about her good success. And what was interesting, I went to her website this morning, and I saw all the great things that she had done. Again, by the way, that's the Dallas Kids Expo. It's coming back to Dallas in May of this year. I believe it's May 1st and 2nd. They're working on those dates, and she had an awesome event with a lot of different people. One of the questions I asked her today was, what do you need? What do you need in order to execute on this idea? And she said, connection, getting to the right people, understanding who are the people who have the relationship that can get me where I want to go. I need to make a connection. Why? She needs sponsors. She needs exhibitors. She needs those in the vendors, all different types of pieces that go to this pie. But again, she used that word, I need the connection. So as a result of that conversation today, I went on one of my networks of some business people, people I had done business with in the past as it relates to corporate sponsorships, who I knew might have worked with agencies or different things, and sent them an email telling them about this woman, Ebony Smith, who founded the Dallas Kids Expo, and telling them, listen, you want to be a part of a great opportunity, a great event that you can begin to share your ideas, your products with the community, then you need to contact this individual. So, again, it's about connections. It's about making the right connections and speaking your vision. I had another opportunity on yesterday, again through Facebook, speaking with a young lady who attended a missions trip with me. I mentioned to her on that trip, you know, you need to connect with me. Listen to my words, trying to build and connect with these relationships. She had been out of work for several months at that time, and yesterday she shared with me she had been out of work for 9 months. And I'm thinking, what have you been doing over these 9 months? You need to make the connection. You need to get connected with people who can encourage you in your struggle, who can share different ideas with you so that you can be able to continue to move forward. Again, we're talking about making the connection. Are you making that connection as it relates to the different things that's going on in your life, the different places and people that you need to meet and speak with in order to create a bridge for your next opportunity? That's what we're encouraging you about today on Woman Act Now Radio with your coach, Coach Anna McCoy. So if you're listening, I want you to share this, send a tweet or send something to a friend to ask them to join us. And feel free to call in to the show as well or send us your, communicate your, your questions or comments to us via the website, via our chat. If you don't want to talk personally, we will take your communication in that way. So I want to let's talk about those connections. Again, I'm going to share with you some connections of our Woman Act Now members who made the connection as a result of joining this organization. And what are we really all about? We're really about the connection. You know, if you bought the book, Woman Act Now, then that was your introduction. But the real connection is with the organization, Woman Act Now. It will literally change your life. So what is the benefit, really, to you of creating the right connection with people in your life? Well, let's talk about, just for a moment, before I get into the detail and the meat of what I've discussed and written about in the book, Woman Act Now, I want to talk about a relationship. One of the members of our organization, Ms. Joy, with Joy Journey to Joy Ministry. I want to share this with you primarily because we had an opportunity to share with Joy and to coach with Joy on this past Tuesday on our Conversations with Coach. She is going to Kenya. She has a project that she's going there to feed the poor, to share gifts and food and different things with orphans there in Kenya, the 3.4 million orphans that are there. And as we begin to talk to her about her dream and her vision, it's about connection. One of the things that came out of that call was the evidence of what she is connected to. And what I mean by that is she did not have a clear path as it relates to how to share this idea with people and give people an opportunity to participate in her dream and her vision. But like I started this show out today saying, relationships are everything. They are absolutely everything. They are the key to helping us get to where we want to be in life. It doesn't matter what you want to do, because guess what? You can't figure it all out. You've got to find other people who know a little bit more, maybe have a different type of relationship that you need to get you to the next place. So when we think about Joy, one of the things that really stirs in me was her not having a clear path to sharing her vision, which is awesome. All of us, we see Feed the Children, we see the commercials, various different organizations who are raising money to feed children in Africa, and sometimes that you can get a little bit, hard, that's not really the word, callous to the word, to seeing those types of things, but it's a different experience when you know an individual, you're in relationship with someone who has a heart and who you can trust to bring these tools and bring these opportunities, bring these goods to people in the marketplace. And that's what we share with Joy, is that you've got relationships. Tell people what you're doing. Many of us may want to do it, but we're not going to do it. But could we help you do it? And that's what relationships are all about. The end of the moment of that conversation occurred on yesterday when we were able to share and get Joy to understand the importance of gaining clarity about her vision and then being able to share that vision with her relationships, who could then understand very clearly what she was endeavoring to do. Well, guess what? As a result of that, there were women on that call who stepped up to the plate and said, you know what? I believe in your dream. I'm going to support you. I'm going to give. Send me the link. Send me the information as soon as you get that information up. So when we talk about relationship, that's what this means. That's what making the connection doesn't mean that women will participate in every opportunity. But what it did mean to Joy was that, hey, wait a minute. Here's an opportunity. If you're in networks, if you're in organizations, if you're in a choir, if you're in a group and you've been giving your time and your energy and people have gotten to bond and to know you, guess what? That's what we call relationships. And that is where you begin to share with people what your vision is and see who in those circles might have an opportunity or an arm or a hand for you to take it to the next level. So when we think about making the connection, it's more than just getting with people. It is about being able to truly understand the importance of making the connection and also being the connector. One of the Woman Act Now prayers we had was on opportunity knocks. One of the great things about understanding the power of relationships is that sometimes you should be that opportunity knocking. And what I mean by that, you should be on the other side of the door knocking at that relationship and letting them know that this is an opportunity. Whether it's a new relationship, whether it's a person on the street, you should be the opportunity knocking to give somebody an opportunity to open the door to you, to who you are, to bond, to build relationships. Oh my goodness, I've got so many ideas of so many stories that I can share with you as it relates to relationships. Just this past couple of weeks, we had an opportunity to go to the Woman Thou Art Loose conference here in the Dallas area. And Shauna, if you're listening to me, and I believe you are, if you're there, if you'll raise your hand for me to see that you're there and listening, I want to invite you to the show so that we can talk a little bit about our experience of developing relationships with these women that we met at Woman Thou Art Loose. Shauna, I want to welcome you to the show.
Hi, Coach Anna. How are you doing today?
I am doing excellent. I'm doing excellent. This is Shauna Stallworth. Usually you'll see her with me, but she's actually in a different location, so you're hearing her via telephone. But Shauna, I want to make sure that we convey to our listeners today what relationship is all about and the importance of making that connection. So let's go back to our moment when we had an opportunity to share with the women of Woman Thou Art Loose. And I'm not speaking necessarily of the time of when I was on the panel. That's one part. And I was on that panel, again, because of what?
Relationship.
Nothing I had to do. It had to do with two or three relationships that all aligned at the right moment and in the right time. And even when you looked at the panel, all of us were in relationship with each other in some form or fashion. But I want to get to that Friday, Shauna, where we had an opportunity to open up my home to really to a lot of strangers. But the reality was is we were after what? Relationship. So, Shauna, talk to us a little bit about your experience when it comes to seeing, I call that that's like the grassroots effort of building relationships. And what did you experience being a part of that Friday experience?
You know what? What I did experience is a lot of love and a lot of laughter and a lot of connection that even though there were a lot of different people that you were meeting for the very first time, you were coming into relationship with kindred spirits because we were all here for a common goal. We had all been invited by the host, Coach Anna, and we were all here to eat, to laugh, to talk about what was going on with Woman Thou Art Loose. I experienced dreams coming alive, women having such an awesome time. And the beautiful thing about it is that I wrote something yesterday to someone, sharing with them how relationships, good relationships, are often centered around good food, good stimulating conversation. And so as we were walking into the mansion on that Friday, everyone was coming. A lot of the ladies didn't know what to expect, but they were so willing to help. Hey, what can I do? What do you need me to do? What do I need to do? What do I need to do? They were all willing to cook. We were cooking. We were all getting together. We were doing the presentation, making certain that the food was there, the drinks were there. We were talking about what was going on. It was just an awesome event. And then to be able to see at the end how we all came together and began to talk about how we arrived at the one particular place. And as we all began to share, everyone saw how the person beside them was connected, even though they didn't know it before they came. And I thought that was pretty unique.
Now, you know what was interesting, too, about that whole experience, too, Sean, is when we start listening to those women talk about the connection, what would have been awesome, obviously, is having some of that audio today to share with people. But tell me one person that maybe one connection or something about what someone said that really is a highlight in your mind about how they really got here and how they were connected.
You know what? Let me see. If I can talk about one person, it will probably be the lady. I think she was from Kenya.
Yes.
But she came with her pastor. And she actually was somewhere else in the States. And her pastor said, you know what, you need to come to Woman Thou Art Loose. You need to come to Woman Thou Art Loose. And she wasn't coming here. She was actually going back home. So she went ahead and came to the conference. And from coming to the conference, her pastor and her, they got invited here, which was an awesome event because from that experience, now they're wanting Woman Act Now to come over to where they are. So that, to me, was very impactful because it was like I wouldn't say a chain of events, but it was like it was drawing her here. Like everything was drawing them to this one place, a destination where she wasn't even in her pathway. It wasn't even something that she had planned, but out of obedience, she came. She got connected. She came here to what we had on Friday, and now we have an opportunity to go to where they are. So to me, that stuck out because it was like this was, I don't know if you call that serendipitous moment.
Yes.
But it was just, it wasn't planned. And for it to all come about, to me, that was awesome.
Well, when you think about that, these women were from South Africa, I believe.
Okay.
And what was interesting is that I had from one of our members, I had a proposal on my desk that I hadn't gotten to about how we could get to South Africa. And here we are with four women here with us who we don't know, but
mm-hmm.
who are here by those serendipitous
events.
And that's really what that was in that case. And four books went back to South Africa. So
right.
Those women are going to get together. They'll be talking about, and we'll be having a Woman Act Now chapter in South Africa. So let me just read something as it relates to the book, because you brought up that serendipitous word. That is finding gifts not sought after, or finding a treasure not sought after. It's like, you know, waking up in the morning and you didn't know this was going to happen to you, and it's just a gift that has been given to you. So that's what we talk about when we talk about meeting the right people at the right time. So relationships work the same. How much are you willing? How much you are willing? Well, first of all, let me back up just a second to this so that I can get to the point that I want to make here. Have you ever been a spectator at a sporting event where you were seated in the nosebleed section of the arena? The nosebleed section is so high that no matter how piercing your scream, how loud you're yelling, or how high you jump, you may never be noticed by the players on your favorite team. Although there are many sections in an arena, your access and the price you are willing to pay will determine how close you get to being recognized as a devoted and supportive fan. Now, what was interesting, and before I go to this next section, is how we invited those women to join us on that Friday from the Woman Thou Art Loose. Now, there were over 4,000 women that were there doing the Girl Talk panel. And I made a decision that, how am I going to make a decision to invite whoever? My decision was based on the price, really, that people were willing to pay. And that price is taking a risk. And those women who came up to me with such passion and enthusiasm about what they had just seen or the need to be in relationship with me by using those specific words that I know that this is purposeful. I know that this is destiny. I know that I was supposed to meet you. You know, that kind of passion caused me to do something just extraordinary. That means, you know, and I just said, you know what, you need to come to my house. And those women looked at me because they did not understand that serendipitous event that was about to occur in their life. So when we look at relationships work the same way. It also depends on how much you're willing to pay. What is the price you're willing to pay to get into the relationship, to be recognized as someone that's devoted or supportive in a relationship? How much are you willing to give determines how devoted and supportive others will consider you. And again, the example is, as those women were coming up to me, when you're talking about 4,000 women, and some just kind of walked by and nodded at you, they didn't have that passion, or maybe they didn't have the courage to come and break if there were people around you to just get in there and press their way through the crowd. What we see here is, I share this analogy primarily because I want you to understand that the right connections don't just occur by accident. Rather, they occur through a series of serendipitous efforts. That's the key. You're going to find that treasure not sought after. It does come with effort and networking or networking opportunities. Now, Shauna, go back to when we were talking about these women, talking about the connection that they made. There were some serendipitous events that occurred in some of these women's lives. It didn't happen by accident. It just didn't, like, I woke up and here I am, you know. Think about the lady who met Shannon on the airplane like 4 months ago and how she got here. Do you recall that relationship?
You know, I certainly do. And that, you know what, that in and of itself, it was like, wow. Because she came, she actually was at the table after I had came. Initially she was at the table talking to one of our other team members, Leslie Denman.
Yes.
I had walked away from the table for a moment, but when I came to the table, she immediately turned and started talking to me. And she just began to talk, and she said, you know what? It's just so interesting that I'm actually here at this table today. She said, because I met one of your members before, and I know I'm supposed to be a part of what you're doing. I said, really? And she began to talk to me, and she said, yes, one of your members was actually at the airport, and I saw her book, and I was like, you know what? I need to connect with her. What is that? What do you have in her hand? And immediately, I knew exactly what she was talking about because I remembered the day when Shannon called and began talking to us about meeting this particular lady in the airport.
Yes.
So I stopped her in mid-sentence. I said, are you talking about Shannon Finister? She said, yes. I said, you know what? I said, you need to come today. I said, Coach Anna is having something at her home, and you need to come and let her know that you are that lady that Shannon talked to. I said, I'm telling you, it's going to blow her mind. And she said, really? Oh, my God, I cannot believe I had said I wanted to meet her, and now I'm going to get a chance to do it. Can I bring someone?
Yeah.
I said, absolutely you can. And it was just so amazing because that was months ago that they had met. The Woman Thou Art Loose conference takes place. She comes to the table. She connects with us, and now she's in the home of the woman she had always wanted to meet and connecting with the organization that she knew she needed to be a part of.
Yes, not only that, Shauna, the young lady, when we talk about the serendipitous opportunity, the young lady who came with her saw the TVN airing with CC Winings that I did the interview.
Yes.
She saw it 4 months ago, back in June, and at the moment she saw this, she says, I've got to meet that lady. Remember these serendipitous events? And we're trying to get to where we want to go in life, and we're trying to make that right connection, to connect with the right people. You got to pay attention. So things aren't just going to happen. You got to start to take the inventory of the events that really are occurring in your life. And what we saw with this young lady is that she saw me on TBN. Her friend called her, hey, you got to go to this thing with me. Anna McCourt, she says, oh, my God, I know who that is. I've got to meet her. I can't believe that we're doing this.
Yeah.
So they both get here, and then she pulls me aside and says to me that I can't believe I'm here.
Yes.
I'm sitting there, I've got your interview on my DVR, and I can't believe I'm sitting in your house, because I kept saying, God, please let me meet this woman. Now, here's where it all starts to shift, Shauna. You know,
yes.
We're talking about relationships, but at the same time, when you get that opportunity to get into the presence of the person, that you begin to recognize that this is awesome, this is an opportunity, most of us, this is where we lose it. Now we don't know what to do.
Yes.
We don't know how to follow up. We don't know how to do anything. We just, oh, I met that person. But I thought you said that you were supposed to be in this relationship, that something significant was supposed to happen with this relationship, but yet you've disappeared.
Yes. And you know what? I believe it may be because a lot of times what we don't do is we don't prepare for that moment.
Mm.
We don't prepare for that moment. I don't know if you recall, and I came to you a few weeks ago, and I was sharing with you some things that I wanted to do with my music career.
Yes.
And I shared with you, I said, Coach, I said, I want to get into relationship with these particular people. Will you help me prepare for that moment? Because
yes.
I want to be able to communicate effectively without allowing my emotions to overwhelm me so that now I'm not prepared for my moment.
Yes.
And that's what a lot of us don't do. We don't prepare for that moment. We don't realize how important that one moment is in life. As you're walking and you're walking through life and you know there are certain people that you need to make the connection with, you know it's going to help you get to the next place, but you're so intensely thinking about that moment that you're not thinking about what you're going to do in that moment.
Yes.
And when you get to that moment, you got to have a plan. You got to have the right words. You got to know what your next course of action is going to be. Because if that is your moment, it's going to set you to your next level of life. It's going to set you to your next place of purpose and destiny. It's going to help fulfill that part of your dream. But if you don't prepare for that moment, then what good is that relationship?
Well, it certainly won't be a profitable relationship to you if you cannot convert it. You know,
yes.
We're talking about this whole idea of what we're talking when we talk about Woman Act Now is all about conversion. Is converting your opportunities, whatever they may be, whether it's income, whether it's your word, whether it's your relationship, whether it's your brand, do you have the ability to convert? And that's what relationships need. They need a conversion process too. Because guess what? We meet so many people in life, you know, when it comes to relationships, but which one of those relationships can you convert? What do I mean by that when I say, if you have a relationship, for example, like you asked me, whatever relationships I have, can I convert that relationship into an opportunity of value for you? And that will determine, if I'm able to do it and do it successfully, it will determine the value of that relationship. So if I say I'm in relationship with a person, but yet I can't pick up the phone and talk to that person or somehow transact some kind of information with that person, is that a profitable relationship? Absolutely not. Because it's not a converted relationship. It's not a relationship you can convert through the giving and the receiving process. So when we think about making the connection, we want to prepare women really, Shauna, in the sense to learn how to convert these relationships. And
yes.
The process comes through giving and receiving, not just trying to see what you can get. It's like, well, what are you bringing to the table?
Mm-hmm.
What are you offering? What's the benefit to being in relationship with you? You know, when we were talking about your personal brand, what would it profit me to know you? That's a question that has to be answered, because it is a part of the formula in your ability to convert your relationship. If you can't answer the question, you're probably just going to have a few people. Maybe you're relegated to family members because, you know, you were born into the family rather than really developing meaningful relationships in your life. So when we think about making that connection, relationships come, and just as you're sharing, with a greater reason. When we think about different, I was reading on Monique, because she has a show, Monique the comedian. Many of you know Monique. She's done a number of different things, but she has a late night show on BET, and I was reading some background information on her recently. And one of the things that she was, her brother, how she got into comedy was her brother dared her to go to an open, he dared, they were at an open mic event, and he dared her to get on stage. He dared her. She got on stage, and guess what? That relationship converted an opportunity for her. It put her out there, and she kept moving forward. And she's done some just incredible things. But when you begin to think about people in your life and where they might be, how did they get there? Somewhere along the way, things they were able to become and do things because of relationships. I have a relationship, my relationship with my husband, that has converted, oh my God, in many, many ways. I have become the woman that I am in many ways because I'm in this relationship with him that has been converted to a relationship of value. Value in the sense that he values me, he respects me, he honors me, he supports me, and guess what? I'm on the receiving end, but on the giving side, I value him, I love him, I respect him, I honor him, I support him. So when you think about, can you convert these relationships into valuable opportunities? One of the relationships I talk about in this book is a relationship with a woman by the name of Sinfonia Thompson, who I've had a 36-year relationship with. How have I been able to convert that relationship? I remember the moment I met her. I was about 6 or 7 years old when I met her. I remember just being so excited. In fact, the moment I saw her, I knew, just knew in my knower, that I've got to meet this woman. I've never seen a woman like this. I've never seen a woman that's bold like this, that just, you know, this is who I'm going to be when I grow up. This is what I'm going to be. Now, how was I able to convert that relationship at such a young age? My mother took me by, she was a politician, took me by her headquarters, and I made a commitment, whatever I need to do, I'm going to behave, I'm going to do right, so she would let me hang around, trying to convert that relationship. Listen, I did such a great job that she just went ahead and adopted me as a goddaughter. Then she, in turn, began to invest into my life, investing in my life through mentoring, investing in my life through bringing me, exposing me to different opportunities. Why? Because I showed such a level of passion and interest and commitment to the relationship. I mean, I was committed when she wasn't committed, and I was a young kid. I said, no. You are important to me. You're supposed to be in my life. This is the way this is supposed to go. And I'm a very young kid trying to figure out how to convert these relationships. So ultimately, and when we talk about these serendipitous events that began to occur and to happen in our lives, from meeting that woman at the age of 7 years old, what happened to me? She became a connector. She was, I have something, my mother acted as the connector due to her path of political activism, but I was the executor who actually developed a relationship with Sinfonia. I would bug my mother to take me along with her to Sinfonia's headquarters. Whatever it took to spend time in her presence, I would listen to her conversations. pay attention to the way she treated her workers and volunteers. I would help her and do what she asked me to do. I didn't want anything to ruin my chances of being involved with her and her campaign. I was 7. This is a 36-year-old relationship that ultimately, guess how this relationship converted and materialized in my life? Many times, and I stayed in relationship with her over the years, but a critical thing that happened, she came to California when I was about 30 years old to determine, because she was grooming me all of my life to become a politician, to go back to Houston, Texas, to work her community, to be, I was a part of her succession plan as it related to her being a state representative and me fulfilling those shoes. Well, she came to Los Angeles to check on me, really, to see how I was doing, see if I was moving in the right path. What she determined is, based on what I was doing, that this was my path. But before she left me, she is a woman of faith, she is a woman of the Spirit, and she looked at me and she said, Anna, I see a vision for your life. Look how people connect people. You hear what I'm saying? This is an awesome connection. She looked at me and she said, I see an open vision for your life. We were in Idlewild, California at Al Hattie Private Christian Resort, who were my mentors, or who would become my mentors, because we were there just for that weekend, the New Year weekend, and we were there just spending time, so I thought, with each other, different things like that. But when you think about being in the right relationship, they have significance, they have power, and they have presence in your life. So she looked at me and she said, I see an open vision for your life, Anna. And in that open vision, she says, you're going to work on this mountain. You're going to be a support to these two people who are the owners of this mountain. You will become their right-hand person. You're going to take their ministry to a whole nother level. Not only that, Anna, but what I see is I see that you're going to meet your husband right here on this mountain. You're going to meet a man, he's a businessman, you're going to travel around the world with him, but you will meet him here. Now, come on, people. When we talk about relationships, it took 25 years or so to get to that moment. Can you imagine 25 years of investing time and energy and resources and phone calls and spending nights and going all over the place to the country, you know, cleaning fish and throwing up hay. All of those were parts of the memories of this relationship that 25 years later, she would speak hope into my life. Hope that was so powerful that literally just months later, I found myself living on that mountain, serving those two people for 2.5 years until I met my husband right there in the place that she told me. 25 years later. From a little wide-eyed 7-year-old who felt that something in me must meet this woman. Something in me must be connected to this woman. Why? Because she deposited a word of hope into me 25 years later. So when you think about your relationship, my gosh, that just give me chills just thinking about it, is how powerful these relationships are in our life and how necessary it is for you to be able to connect with the right people. One thing that I want you to walk away from this call is this, is that you have to be a person who's willing to take the risk. I see we have some additional people who have joined us in our as a caller into the program, and I see 903. I'm going to be coming to you in just a second. You're listening to Coach Anna McCoy. We're talking about relationships, but what's so powerful about this is you have to take a risk when it comes to relationships. You have to make the investment. You have to believe that this is where you're supposed to be at that particular time. I tell you, too many people come to me and say, will you mentor me? And then all of a sudden they disappear. Why? Because they're unwilling to make the investment. Because ultimately, guess what? If you'll stick around a little while, if you'll make that investment, if you'll trust the process, something great may occur in your life. So I want to welcome 903 to the call. Hello, how are you doing?
Hello, this is Margie.
Hey, Margie, how you doing? This is a great, Margie's a great example of a connection in a relationship. How you doing today, Margie?
I am doing great. I mean, I'm really, really enjoying this, the topic that you're speaking of, building a relationship. My question to you, Coach, is that how do you prepare for that moment? And then when you prepare, how do you follow? And I heard Shauna was talking about following up. I know a lot of time I'm very good at you know, approaching a person, but a person that I'm perhaps may want to mentor, how do you follow up with that person? Do you get their permission to follow up with them, or do you, I heard you say investing. How do you go about investing? What I'm speaking of more or less is a particular person in the organization that I'm in that I want them to mentor me, but I have approached them, but however, I just haven't followed, and when I follow up with them, it's just like, yeah, you're doing a good job, and that's it, but what do I do next?
Okay. Oh, that's a wonderful question, Margie. I'm so glad you asked it. The reason, one of the things, you need a plan. You need a strategy. You know, we've been talking about execution, so let's talk about the strategy of execution. So the next time you meet this person, you ultimately tell me, what do you want out of the relationship?
What I want is to be mentored by this particular person.
Okay, so what's your strategy? How are you going to make this happen? Come on, woman, think. What's the strategy?
The first thing is to give her a call and to ask her permission if to be mentored by her.
Yes.
What do I need to do? Do I need to call her on a monthly basis, or what are some of the
okay.
So
I hear you asking about the process. And I think the process is when you reach that person and you ask them, first of all, you want to perhaps maybe you want to share with them about your desire to be mentored by them. The next thing is you want to ask permission if you can be mentored by them, because the mentoring relationship is a two-way relationship. It's not a one-way. It shouldn't be a relationship where you are chasing after someone. There must be a willingness from both parties. If you see that she is not responsive, then it's probably not the season. It doesn't mean that she may not necessarily be the one, but it just may not be the season for her. And perhaps you can get around that by talking about it, just having a conversation about it, and really being clear about what those things are that you might want to learn from her, because mentors are there because you perceive that they may have some knowledge in a particular area that would be helpful to you. So can you identify some specific areas that she may have expertise or that she may be knowledgeable in that she could specifically help you in?
One thing is how does she approach her client?
Okay. So you want to know specifically, do you have another one?
When she approached them, how did she follow up with them?
Okay. So now you're talking about you want to learn perhaps some of the sales process from her?
Well, that's some of it, but also how did she build such a large organization?
Okay. All right. So now understand what you're doing right now. You're preparing yourself for the meeting.
Right.
Developing a strategy so that you are clear about what you need from her. What do you want? Now, these are things you want, but what are you bringing to the table? What are you bringing? What are you going to give her? How are you going to help her help you?
But that's where I'm stuck on.
Okay. Well, think about what you want to learn.
Okay.
How could you participate with her? What could you do to serve her and to help her while you're learning?
How can I serve her?
Yeah, serve her or help her or support her so that you position yourself so that you can learn.
Okay. One of the things serving her is when She's actually one of my mentors, even though I asked her to be, but I just hadn't been connected with her. So
yeah.
Anytime that I speak to a person, I usually share with how she started in the business and where she is now, and just sharing her background. And by having knowledge of it, of her background and some of the things, the obstacles that she went through in order to make it where she is now.
Okay, so now you have that information. So how do you convert this relationship to position yourself where you can glean, where you can learn from her? What are two or three things you think you might need to do?
I'm not sure.
Well, how do you get in position? How are you going to be mentored by her?
Oh, one thing is by calling her up.
Okay. So you think maybe asking her to speak with you maybe once a month? Or
right.
Every other week? Or what would help you?
I think every week.
Every week.
If I have her to speak with her every week.
Mm-hmm.
And the other, and then at the end of the month, just take a overall look of production.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How much time do you think you're going to require of her?
It shouldn't be. It's probably no more than 15 minutes. 15, maybe 5 minutes each time that I speak with her. That's if I meet each week, just 5 minutes. So. 1 to 4 weeks, 5, 10, 15, 20, and then perhaps by 25 or 30 minutes of her time.
On a monthly basis. So are you see how you're developing your strategy by thinking through this?
Right.
Okay, so now if that's the case, how many months will she mentor you?
12 months.
12 months. Okay, so now I think I got two or three things already that I want you to just think about when you think about your relationship with this individual. I want you to explain to me, because the whole call here, your call or your question to me, which is never going to get you an answer, you're going to have to come up with that answer yourself. Your question was, you know, how do I get this person to mentor me? How do I convert? How do I act on this? How do I get ready for it? So tell me what your strategy is now.
Well, what I would do is get her, call her up,
yes,
and ask her, first of all, ask her permission and ask her if she could spare at least 30 minutes of her time during the month and maybe 5 minutes per week and for a period of 12 months to mentor and to help keep me accountable for building an organization similar to hers.
Okay. How do you feel about that?
I feel better.
All right. So when will you call her?
I will call her today.
Okay. Call her today and let us know how it goes.
I sure will.
You know, and when you call her, just let her know how much you admire what she's done and you believe that she's a person that you can learn from and
right.
You know, compliment her and then ask of her, you know, what you want and be confident in it, you know? And then,
right.
Then make sure you ask, what can I do for you?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thanks.
That's key from both sides. She may just say, oh, Margie, you know what, I would love to do this for you. So when do you want to set this up? You know, that might be her response.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. All right.
So be prepared. What if she says, I can't do it right now? How are you going to handle that?
I'll just ask her when could she get to it.
Absolutely. This
mm-hmm.
isn't a good time. Do you see yourself maybe? Can we start maybe at the first of the year?
Okay.
Do you see, or can we start the first of December? You know, what would give you enough? That's what are you speaking to her? Remember I talk about these relationships there. It's a series of serendipitous events. And when you
right.
come to that conviction and that passion, what are you saying to her when you say, okay, what about December?
That I really want her to mentor me.
Yes.
And I admire her.
Yes. Okay, and you may very well get that to come come to fruition. Margie, how long have you desired that she mentor you?
For about 4 or 5 years.
It's time.
Yes.
So now do you feel good about your strategy?
Yes, I do. Yes,
all right.
I do.
Well, we just want to hear your report, girl. We just want to hear the report.
All right, thank you.
So thank you so much for calling, and you can continue to listen, or you can listen via the Internet, however you were doing it.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. All right, you've been listening to Coach Anna McCoy. We were just finishing up this call with Miss Margie, and we've been talking about relationships, making the connection. I want to share in closing to our show today about connect working. One of the passions of Woman Act Now is to connect work, connect with people, make the connection. Be real about this connection, you know. So there are 5 principles that we talk about are when it comes to connect working, are 5 major characteristics of connect working. Very different than networking. Networking is driven by the question, what's in it for me? Conversely, connect working operates by the question, what's in it for others? These questions have a direct impact on your attitude as well as on the quality and the duration of the relationships you will develop. Notice I share it with Margie to make sure that she asks her, what can I do for you? What she's saying is, what can I give? What's in it for you? How can I put something in it for you so that it becomes a giving and a taking relationship with a rhythm that really makes the difference? You know, you can give and take, but the rhythm's all messed up. So you need a rhythm in that relationship of giving and taking. Rather than just take, 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 or give, 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 you need the rhythm of giving and taking. And that's what makes relationships awesome. So when you think about these 5 major characteristics, I only have about 3 minutes, so I'll give them to you quickly. If you want to order the book, you can order it on our website or go to Amazon.com or your local bookseller. The name of the book is Woman Act Now, Learn, Launch, and Live Your Dream. The first one is the giving mentality. The giving mentality says just like that rhythm in the relationship of giving and taking, that you enter this with a what's in it for them attitude. What can I bring to the table? What can I give? Marketplace space for you and me. That is that you have this abundance attitude about life, that there's plenty of room. When you get competing ideas or you get competing opportunities are actually similar opportunities. I had a conversation with an organization. We do something very, very similar. And my specific words were, listen, I have I'm about connect working because I have a giving mentality. Whatever I'm doing, whatever I can do to enhance what you're doing in your organization, so be it, because there's plenty of marketplace space for me and for you. Be your authentic self. You know what? Show up with all of you and show up with all of you every time. Be consistent at being you. Don't be surprising people and scaring people and trying. People don't know who they're going to get. Is it Wanda? Is it Rhonda? Who is it going to be today? Be your authentic self. When you get yourself into these relationships, when you connect with people, bring the real you. Show up the first time. Don't be showing up 2 years later and say, woo, what was that? Listen with intention. The whole objective of connect working is listening with intention. If you find yourself in what we call that network environment, we want you to get in there and start to listen with intention. You need to have an intention about why you're there. Many people, I was recently at a networking event, and no one around the table, I couldn't figure out what they were doing. It was just all dead space. So I just continued to tell them, okay, I do. Okay, but they all know who I am. You might say, well, Annie, you were doing all the talking. No, I was giving some space for people to talk, but they just didn't have anything to say because they weren't there with intention. They were there to see. They're looky-loos. Don't be a looky-loo. Be a person of intention. And then the last one is connect others with your resources. When you go to a networking or connect working event, you take something. Take an idea. Take a relationship. Take a book or something you've read. and connect someone else with the resource, and it's going to make all the difference, because guess what? Now you're giving. You're practicing that giving mentality. So when we think about relationships, don't network, connect, work, and also remember, relationships are the stuff of life, or rather, the spice of life that will get you where you want to go in life. So you're listening to Coach Hannah. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.